Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Fearscape Media Network, exploring the unknown, one podcast at a time.
Ladies and gentlemen, to another inquisitive episode of The Convergence Enigma with Josh and Stefan. I am the second person in that title, your host for the night, Stefan Gearhart, and I am joined, as always, by the first person in that title, the premier of premiers, Josh Rutledge. What's happening, sir?
Living life, enjoying the ride, feeling let down from the congressional UAP hearing.
God, weren't we all? Even the senators and or the congressmen were like, well, that sucked. Anyways, yeah. Other than that, what's your countdown, man?
As of today, I am 19 days from the moving truck arriving.
19 days till Josh is in the desert with Uncle Steffi.
Well, no. 25 days until I'm in the desert. 19 days.
Yeah, I don't care about when you leave. I only care about when you're here.
Oh, so 25 days.
Give up. All right.
It's all about perspective, right?
So. Yep, all about perspective. Well, we got an amazing show lined up for you guys tonight out there in listener land. That's a cliche. We have Tyler and Chris from Dockside Media. Dockside Media, man, they got some stuff going on. The Ghosts of Gettysburg, which is one of their fantastic documentaries. But I know the one Josh really, really wants to talk about is Conscious Contact, Full Disclosure.
Yeah. I mean, it's an amazing, they're both amazing documentaries. But yeah, the Conscious Contact, man, really just hit me because it just aligns with so much of the stuff that we have been personally experiencing and talking about over the last 2.5 years. So
looking forward to having Tyler and Chris on the show. So just a quick reminder, you guys want archive episodes? Go to theconvergenceenigma.com. You want some t-shirts, stickers, or more? Go to theconvergenceenigma.com/store. You want nudie pictures of Josh? Go to theconvergenceenigma.com/nudie pictures of Josh. Hashtag this doesn't exist.
Yeah. I was thinking about starting an OnlyFans and just doing close-up pictures of my eyeball.
That's gross. Somebody would do it. Yeah, there's somebody out there who would do it. Your wife's like, I would do it. I would do it so fast. I am in love with you. But anyways, yeah. So that's our hotspot there. And don't forget, man, we are on the UnX network, man. This is where it's happening. We're on Fearscape Media Network. It's where it's happening. I mean, this is magic in the making. We are surrounded by such great folks. What an amazing experience, you know, to be a part of both these networks. Anyways, now that I'm done standing on the soapbox that has no soap in it because I'm smelly, we're going to move on to our first segment of the week, which is Psychic Word of the Week.
And now, the Psychic Word of the Week.
Psychic Word of the Week comes to you from the Encyclopedic Psychic Dictionary from June G. Bletzer, PhD. Rest in peace, Honey Bear. I love you and I never even knew you. I flipped through the pages, Josh, and this week I landed on page 403. And the phrase that I landed on was mind mirror. Not even joking.
Really? You landed on that?
I'm dead serious. It's hard to see, but I did.
Yeah.
Literally, mind mirror is on this page.
Well, that's a sign.
And I looked down and I saw it. So, mind mirror, for those of you guys who have been listening. All right. Biofeedback training is what it says. A multi-channel EEG that gives feedback from each brain hemisphere simultaneously and records the unique brain wave patterns of psychic and spiritual healers developed by C. Maxwell Cade and Nona Coxhead.
Mm-hmm. Just let it go. Just let it go. Just let it go.
Yep. It also says there, there's like in the appendix, it talks about the fifth state of consciousness. So we might have to check that out as well. The fifth state of consciousness. It's weird that all this time ago, Mind Mirror came up when we first got started in our journey. And well, now all of a sudden it's popping back up right before you're about to get here.
Do you remember where it came up?
Yeah. And wasn't it in an Ouija board or Estes session or all of the above?
It was the last Ouija session before you moved. Oh. And here it is coming back around right before I moved.
Right before you move. That's so weird. I mean, I legit just flipped the pages, dude. Like it's
and I mean, I have to go back and think about, I have to go back and look at the calendar, but I want to say it was within like maybe 2 weeks or so before you moved that we did that last session. Mm-hmm. And then you moved within 2 weeks and then, you know, then it was done. So it would be weird if it also came back around within the same time span of when I'm moving. So.
Yeah, super weird.
But you know, we have one. And Santosh does too. Because the Muse 2 it does this.
So the Muse, not the Muse 2, like in Pokemon.
No, but it's like a headband, you know, the wear, and then you can sync it to your
what
phone.
What I wore during right. My hypnosis session. Interesting.
Right. Which we need to really go back and look at. Did your brain patterns, like, you know, did your alpha waves, you know, whatever the ones are that are linked to psychic activity, did they go up or go down during
the session? So the reason that we recorded them was so we could check the data later is what we need to do is check the data later.
Right. It's technically later. So
it is way later.
We didn't say when later. So
no, we didn't. We're really bad about that stuff. Yeah.
So anyways, yeah. So we have a mind mirror. We just didn't call it a mind mirror. Yeah.
So this is like the generic version. Or the updated version.
The updated version, maybe, because I mean it's a really nice little piece of equipment. So
yeah. That's all right. Well, anyways, let's go ahead and get cracking and get to our next segment of the week, which is a very personal UAP sighting of the week. All right, Josh, UAP, UFO sighting of the week. What do we got? Where is it from? And tell everybody who it's from.
Okay, so this comes from Goshen, Kentucky. It happened two nights ago, and it happened to me.
What?
I know. So I went outside without my psionics camera.
Ooh, I thought you were about to say your clothes. Okay.
No. Maybe in Arizona because you got the brick walls, so you can't really see.
Right.
Yeah. So, but anyways, no. Without the psionics this time, I originally just went out to look at the stars. But while I was standing out there, I was like, you know what? And like I'm saying all this out loud. This is the weird part, like I'm talking to this guy, but I said, it's just me and you here. I didn't bring the psionics this time. I'm not going to try to record anything. This is just you showing yourself to me. So standing there, and then tracking from like southwest to northeast is a single light in the sky, just moving along. Just a nice little easy clip. It's brighter than a satellite, almost as bright as like the bulb on an airplane, like the front bulb on an airplane. But you know, like I saw it move past me when it moved. No blinking lights. Of course, I immediately jump in to my phone. I check Heavens Above. I check Sky Safari. I check Right Flight Radar 24. Nothing. It's not on any app. And I want to follow it. So I'm like, I'm walking along, and then I have to go to the bathroom really bad. It's like, I gotta go. So it's like, I run in the house, I go to the bathroom, and I come back out, and it's gone. And I'm like, I feel like I didn't really get the full experience. So can you show me a little bit more? So then up in the same area of the sky, I saw a flash of light. And then I saw another flash of light. And then over like a little farther up into the sky, I saw another flash of light. And when I looked up at that flash of light, I saw several. These were higher up. They looked like they could have been satellites. But again, I checked all my apps. No satellites, no space debris. You know, Heavens Above shows you everything, right? It's space debris, rocket parts, all that kind of stuff. None of that stuff. These things are just moving around all over the sky. Like I was watching one, and like I had the thought, I was like, why don't you just go ahead and flip direction now? So like it got to a certain part in the sky and it just stopped and started back the other direction.
Wow.
It was just an amazing experience. So
not lightning bugs, because lightning bugs would be blinking like crazy.
Well, and I mean, that's the weird thing is like we're so close to the summer. I should be seeing lightning bugs, but I haven't. Every time I've gone out to look at the night sky, there's been no lightning bugs.
Yeah, I don't think they start coming out in Kentucky till like June or July, I thought.
I don't know. It's easily based on humidity. And today it was 100% humidity. So,
boy, I don't miss that.
But yeah, so.
But it's 109 today here in Phoenix.
Yeah, but 14% humidity. So,
still hot though.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, it's. Yeah, it's just it was like I was talking to my brother Stuart about it. And I told him, you know, I feel like if I would have gone out with the psionics with the purpose of like capturing it, it probably wouldn't have happened because this was just a very personal, you know,
me, the best ones happen,
you know, me talking to them or whatever. So
how did, and now I'm about to go psychological on you, but how did it feel? Like, how were you feeling?
So, I mean, my energy level was really high. I mean, I was like jazzed up, like my body was just overflowing with energy. And then there was a part where I saw, like, I was talking, and I was also making a lot of mental comments, like in my mind, that weren't verbal, and they were reacting. And I just felt an overwhelming sense of love. Just like a, you know, thank you for, I mean, when I was ready to go to bed for the night, I like thanked the sky or whatever was in the sky. And then, I sent some kind of love energy up there. And then I went to bed.
Stephen Greer on me?
I knew you were going to say
that. You're getting a little Stephen Greer on me.
I mean, I think that's what the whole thing is. I mean,
hashtag hug your alien space brothers.
No. So that was like, I don't think that what Stephen. So like what Greer has got going on is, I think, okay. Like as far as like the sub-level intent of what he's trying to do, right? Of raising people.
No, I actually really like it. It's just,
but I mean, I think he himself, right? Mm-hmm. Kind of, it's a little weird that just the means or the like how far he's taking things in and how engaged he's in getting, but yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, I mean, that's basically what was funny is when I was out there doing this, I thought about Jay from Project Unity talking about, you know, how he would go out in his garden, right, which is what we call backyard. Mm-hmm. And he would just kind of meditate a little bit, and then he would ask to see things, and these orbs and stuff would come and present themselves to him. And so that's like, I thought about that when I stepped outside. And so that's what I did. And that's the experience that I had.
Cool. So. Well, speaking of experiences, we got some creepy catch up. So let's quickly move into that before we get to Tyler and Chris with Dockside Media.
Creepy catch up. Creepy catch up. Creepy catch up. Creepy catch up. Y'all, it's creepy.
All right. Oh, man. Creepy catch up. Josh, I'm going to give you a real quick one that I had real quick. Haven't had a work one in forever. Went to the bathroom, walked in, saw 2 feet in the other stall. As I got further into the bathroom, I noticed that the door was wide open and nobody was in there.
See, now is when you need to like bring an extra pair of shoes.
And just set them there. Oh, man. Had that door not been open, I would have thought somebody lifted their feet up. But the door was open, so I was able to check. There was nobody in there. But that's my quick catch up. But what do you got?
Well, it's funny because yours always happen in the bathroom at work.
I know, dude. Well, that's where I go to get away.
Yeah. But anyways, one night ago, so this is the night after my UAP experience, I was laying in bed and sleeping, and I tried to turn over, and as I was turning over, I glanced towards the doorway for the room that kind of looks out in the hallway, and I saw this like blacker than black like entity enter the room and come over to the bed and crawl up onto the bed. And like I rolled over on my other side and I pulled the cover up over my head. And as I talked about before, I wear a CPAP. And if you don't, let it breathe, let it vent out that little hole in the front, it can cause medical problems. Mm-hmm. And so I felt it like pulling at the covers. And then I saw its fingers wrap around the top of the cover by my eyes and pull the cover back. And then it just kind of looked at me. And in my mind, I heard, "Don't do that. You'll suffocate. There's nothing to fear. I'm here to watch over you."
Of course. You always tell me that it's going to be this good thing when I have shadow people, night hag stuff happening. So the first mother effing time you have one, it's like, "Hey, buddy, would you like a sucker? You're such a good guy. Hey, hey, hey." Get out of here. Get out of here. It ain't even creepy, dude. No, anyways, like we gotta get to
somebody.
It's creepy to somebody. Let's get on to our interview. Dig a little deeper, man, with Tyler and Chris of Dockside Media. All right, we are here, you guys, with Chris and Tyler from Dockside Media. Thank you guys so much for joining us, man.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Josh, I would have to say, is a little obsessed with you guys.
I mean, really? I've only got your visages painted on my body, but no, that's
t-shirts, underwear, socks, everything.
Got that tattoo right above his butt of my face. Yeah. I can't wait.
You are definitely the tramp stamp.
Yeah, sure. Dude, my cup overfloweth right now. This is
I mean, we are both fanboys, but Josh is obsessive. Absolutely love the work you guys are doing, and just especially. Conscious Contact, full disclosure, is I mean, we love some ghosts, don't get me wrong,
but
you're moving towards what we have been heavy into for quite some time, isn't that right, Josh?
Yeah, so I mean, really over the last 2.5 years we've been really looking at the consciousness aspect. We were contacted by the mysterious informant guy that gave us all kinds of stuff that pointed us to like Mojave Desert, so here I am watching, you know, consciousness and contact, and they're talking about stuff in the Mojave Desert, like, "Oh, it's synchronicities," you know. And so just it blows me away. Maybe you guys can make our documentary one day.
Yeah,
there you go. All right, yeah, we'll do it. What's it about? Is it just about YouTube?
Well, yeah, about how we like I like roller coasters and stuff.
Yeah,
no, just, you know, about us converging enigmatically.
So we're gonna make a baby conversion. All right, yeah, no, I think we can do that, and then we'll have to work on our cinematography a little bit more to get this looking good. But we'll make it happen.
Yeah,
guys.
Yeah, we can make it
happen. I mean, Stefan needs a lot of work. You can almost need like maybe a step in for Stefan.
Yeah, well, I was actually hoping for a more face-off type thing where we could switch faces.
Oh, yeah.
We could just get reenactors, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. I could reenact Josh, and Josh could reenact me.
So like, if I paint my face green, like green screen green, can then you put any face on it, right?
I don't know if that might be racist. I'm not sure.
Dude, we're deepfaking you, man. We're
especially for Martians, you. Dude. That's racist for Martians, dude.
I mean, you're assuming they're green.
I am.
Yeah, we shouldn't assume. Oh, we don't assume, guys.
Well, I do because I read DC Comics. There's the green ones and the white ones.
He's like, all right, he's got the science to back it up.
John.
Yeah, he does.
John's green. Come on, guys.
So, anyways, man, that's a rabbit hole.
So you enjoyed Conscious Contact? Is what you're saying?
I did heavily enjoyed it, and it ties into so much. Like I'm moving to Arizona in 19 days from the time of recording this, and
I dragged him out here.
Yeah, and nice. Then you guys were talking to the guy, I can't remember his name, but the Native American guy that's in New Mexico. Yeah, and you know, all the stuff that's going on out there. So, yeah, it's amazing.
Dude, that's insane. What if you don't mind, I'm not trying to dox you, but what area of Arizona are you moving to?
Southeast in Mesa. It's like I'll see the Superstition Mountains from my window, so... Oh.
Yeah, I'm just not trying to dox east you. Of Phoenix.
I'm not trying to dox you, but what address is that?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I'm up north Phoenix.
Yeah. So. I can tell you that that I'm less than a mile from a ley line, so it'll be interesting to see what comes of that.
Shit.
Yeah.
Dude, that's super awesome, gnarly. It was great for the viewers that don't know and the listeners. Clifford Mahudi passed away. Chris, I don't even know. At this point, is it like four months ago?
Yeah, so
5 months ago. So we feel really like fortunate that we got to sit down and interview him. I think we may have been the last people possibly to interview him, according to Sue Walker. That's what she had said. So it's crazy too. Watching the documentary. And just some of the things he mentions, and he had mentioned those, you know, the doc just came out here April 19th, but we've had it completed since November, right? We had to get it picked up for distribution and all that, which that's a just cool story in and of itself, how, you know, how we manifested that to happen. Mm-hmm. But it's cool, like what Clifford said back in October, when I interviewed him. Like in the current events around the world today, mm-hmm. and just different things. Like if you watch the documentary, like knowing that he had passed as well, it's like, oh, dude, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Dude, he mentioned something about like when he like at one point, I forget what he says, but something about like he knows he's like going to be passing on from this earth soon, so he wants to get his message out there.
Oh, it's so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do that. Exactly.
Exactly. Watching it now, really it's like, eerie. Oh, that's creepy. It's a little eerie, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, what made you guys even like jump on that subject? Like, how did that all come together? I mean, I gotta ask the standard question because I'm curious.
Dude, great question. One, two. It's sick that you guys are fanboys, man. We love we just love that you guys are into this because, and we love your passion, and we hope
we live and breathe it, man.
Dude. This is we got like one shot at this, man. Like, why not have fun and enjoy it to the max? And so these awesome mysteries of the universe and things like this, they're super fascinating. And so in August of 2021, Chris is like, hey, Tyler, we're both independent filmmakers, you know, had taught ourselves, done short films, commercial work, music videos, just various narrative, you know, filmmaking to get better and better. And August, Chris is like, in the beginning, he's like, Tyler, do you want to do documentaries? I was like, yup. And he's like, let's do paranormal, because it'll be like interesting and fun to make. And I was like, okay, definitely. And so the first thing we were going to do was the Seven Gates of Hell, which is a local legend here near us in
Well, not to dox you, but where is it?
Well, that is in Hellam, PA. I'm in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. But yeah, no, dude, everybody can come see me. I don't care. I'll interview you. But so I'm losing my train of thought here.
Hellam, PA.
Hellam, PA. We're going to do the Seven Gates of Hell. Urban legend for, man, I forget if it's 80 years now or something, 100 years. And it's like if you go through these seven gates at night after the seventh one, like you're instantly transported to hell. I think it has to be after midnight. I'm like, that's dude, cool. That's dope. It's close. Yeah. I'm trying to contact the property owners.
Well, we did
it. Yeah, we did it. And now we're on this podcast.
I was going to say we ended up at my mother-in-law's house, but yeah.
Oh, you're going with my mom. Oh, sorry. Yeah. You guys are the bus. It always goes towards my mom, though.
No, so I said my mother-in-law, Tyler.
I mean, everybody goes
your mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's fine.
But yeah, so everybody does go towards Tyler's mom. She's a very nice woman.
Correct.
But yeah, I will stop there.
It's just the way it is. Deal with it.
Yeah,
interrupted my main mom joke. You know,
you can't. You said it was a PG-13 show. We're like, okay, moms are included.
Yep. Moms are always included.
Yeah. So I'm gonna go.
Here's what happens when you're
gonna go interview these people. I'm lining it up, and I stumble upon Anjali's story. And so, for the listeners and viewers, she's a former Department of Defense intelligence officer. She is disclosing on Reddit that she came in contact with extraterrestrials in a mountain, in a base in the mountain in the Mojave Desert, which Josh alluded to earlier.
Yeah.
And she was on this Reddit post, like she's going to give a public press conference in front of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. on like August 17th. I'm like, yo, Chris, what if we pivot and I go film that? Because it's like a 2.5 hour drive away. People are going to be interested in it. This is fascinating, the courage it takes to go talk about something like that in front of people, in front of the Lincoln Memorial in D.C. Yeah. It's just, you know, I'm like, bro, I have to go film that. I feel compelled to go film that. So he's like, yeah, dude, that sounds good. So we went and filmed it. And then one thing led to another. And the film, yeah, like, whatever, by the hand of the Ponte or divine intervention or whatever you want to call it, all of these interviews kind of came together. And we can get into it more, but I think I noticed at Sandia Wisdom on Twitter, who is Sue Walker, communicating to the Ponte, which are extraterrestrials in a mountain in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And so in the Sandia Mountains. And so like she's communicating with them telepathically. I noticed on Twitter they had confirmed that the Ponte had confirmed Anjali's extraterrestrials in this Mojave Mountain desert base. And I'm like, oh, dude, I'll reach out to her, see if she wants an interview. And then it just, one thing led to the other.
So it's crazy. So just hitting even more synchronicities, man. I lived in Albuquerque for like eight, 9 years. I've been up in the Sandias a bazillion times. One of the best Bigfoot foots I found was up at the top of Sandia that I took a picture of. That's
no way
crazy. Yeah, it was like right off the tourist path too, like right off the path. I was like,
is this when y'all found that big pile of cans?
No, that was here in Phoenix. That was here
okay
in Phoenix.
Okay,
but no, this was on when we were moving out here because I wanted to stop in Albuquerque because I was like, man, haven't been there in a couple years, you know, since I moved away from there. So we stopped. I took my wife up to Sandia's, up to the peak and all that stuff. And we went kind of walking. And I was like, dude, look at this imprint.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Remember, I sent it to Gerhardt and a couple other people, to Ken and some other people, and to Joe Perdue and those guys.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Well, what's really amazing is so like October, November 2019. I had
pandemic.
Really, yeah. I had like, you know, time did exist before then, in case anybody was wondering.
Yeah.
True.
I had like just kind of started on this journey that I'm now 2.5, 3 years into. And I was laying in bed one night and I felt like I was having a telepathic conversation with some entity. Okay. And I asked that entity, well, what are the Greys? And the response back was, well, they're kind of like androids in such a way. We needed like worker bees, and so we created them, but they do have like, they're unique. They have some level of consciousness. And so then fast forward to watching the doc on Conscious Contact, and you get in, you know, Anjali, I'm saying her name wrong.
Anjali, yeah, I think that's what you said.
Anjali's story talks about how when she goes in the mountain, she meets a couple of different races of beings, and one of them are the Greys, and she describes them as their bodies are like technological, but not the way we think about technological, but they do contain consciousness. I'm like, holy crap, synchronicity. I mean, you know, it's like a confirmation that the experience that I had, you know, 2.5 years ago, somebody else had. So, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's awesome.
That's when you know, man, something is good. It's like you get twofold. You get one, you get these synchronicities like Josh has been having, and I've had my own as well with this. But then when something's actually really good on top of that, you know, like it's like extra for me. I'm an actor, voiceover actor. I've been for 20 years. I've been in a lot of stuff. So I'm an asshole when it comes to stuff,
famous.
Right? I do improv comedy. I can't watch improv shows anymore because I just pick them apart. Right. So I do the same thing with movies and things like that. And to come across your guys' thing, to have synchronicities and then to be impressed by it as well, it's fascinating. So kudos to you guys.
Dude, that means so much. Thank you. That's really nice of you to say.
Yeah.
It's insane. And that has a lot to do with Chris. I mean, you know, I think Dockside Media, like a cool thing about it is, man, like we're very, Chris and I are very yin and yang. I'm very like high energy.
That's Josh.
More optimistic, yeah. Right? And Chris is a little bit more down to earth and a little bit more pessimistic or whatever. More
fatter,
more realistic.
Fatter.
Yeah.
That's also great stuff. Hungrier.
Hungrier. Exactly. Hungry. He has like a higher caloric intake, but he
had bigger bones. It's fine.
Yeah.
And
it's because we're all hybrids. So,
yeah.
Right.
So, like, I would find these people and go interview them. And it was a beautiful thing, too. Like, just letting them kind of share it, like, share their stories, right? Mm-hmm. Like, Chris and I didn't have any script or narrative going into this. Everything was just born like intuitively, or again from the whatever, it just kind of came from elsewhere.
How did you find the people? I mean, was it just one person told you about another person, which told you about another person? Man, that's my favorite. Okay.
Exactly. And then I'm out filming one and it's like, Reverend John Polk. Yeah. He happens to be in the same state and whatever. It just, I'm like, well, that's only 2.5 hour drive. And then from there, I went up to the Grand Canyon afterwards real quick, slept there and drove back to get more foot. Dude, it was an adventure.
I love all that stuff.
Yep. Like it's, and I just feel very fortunate. Like when I'm out there filming this stuff, I'm like, yo, this is like once in a lifetime opportunity stuff. This is so sick that I get to do this. So I treasure it. And I got the drone with me, you know, and I got my remote pilot's license. So I'm banging down drone footage. But then the dope thing is like, you know, I don't have Chris, he's a great editor. So I dump all the footage and dude, you know, he's like Michelangelo, man. Like the doc was always there.
Cowabunga,
he just cleared away the rough edges, man. And he strung together and interweaved these five people's stories into this. Like we feel really proud and think we made like a great documentary that I think it gives you like a Rocky IV ending where you come out swinging. Yeah. Like, let's go, baby. Let's go. I'm pumped. And what was really neat for me is like, we did some different advanced screeners and pre-screeners for people. And like my dad, who's not into aliens and doesn't believe in aliens, bless him, dude. He sat down and like watched it and he came out. He's like, he's like, I don't know. There might be, this is, he was so pumped up and he's telling people about it.
That's
and
fantastic, I'm like, yeah. Man.
So it was,
that's when it's you know you've done your job, man.
Exactly. As a filmmaker. And so a lot of kudos to Chris, right? Who's that's what editing is about, is
yep.
not only stringing together the interviews. Chris, you want to speak to that, but the music and everything, I mean, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I mean, we had really good interviewers. Like, we didn't tell them what to say. We had maybe like a few questions here and there, but sure. like they basically just recalled their own personal experiences. Mm-hmm. And what's cool for me as an editor, well, like for this movie, I wasn't there for any of the interviews for this one. So I didn't know what anyone said. So I was like, literally just put them on my Adobe Premiere timeline. Was like, let's start cutting something together. And what's cool is like, all the people have some similar concepts they touch on while they might like word them slightly different, like the download and all that kind of stuff. It's like the same idea,
right?
But it's told from their perspective. So it made my job as an editor pretty easy to like, oh, they're kind of talking about similar subjects. So I could cut around to them. And so the format, you know, consists of like short vignettes of everybody's stories.
Yeah.
But we keep cutting around to them. And my thought was like, this is more entertaining for the viewer. To keep kind of like, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
That was the goal, at least. Cause like, I don't know, like you can talking head stuff can get boring if it's just, if that's all it is. Right.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, when we approached this thing, I was like, I'm normally a narrative filmmaker. Like I have tons of short films, working on a feature film, all that kind of stuff. So like I edit to that idea. I don't watch documentaries, so like we didn't follow a format or anything. We just kind of
you couldn't tell. You would have thought you've been doing these for
that's
years
awesome.
And years.
Thank
I mean,
you.
It flows seamlessly from one scene to the next. I mean, even the insert of stock footage and things really fits with what was being discussed. I mean, it fits right in line with the previous sentence or the previous topic. So yeah, you did an amazing job.
And that too, you know, I made a joke earlier about our show, but I mean, that's what our eventual book and documentary and things like that is the convergence enigma. It is that. It is, how is it that these things converge, the similar ideas converging together, people that have nothing to do with one another, as well as converging paranormal things happening. You know, we fell into this by looking at the Enfield haunting and finding out that around the same time as the Enfield haunting was a huge UFO flap, as well as some dogman sightings, an owlman sighting, fairy sightings, all of these converging together within the same year or two around this Enfield haunting. Right. And so that's what we are constantly looking at.
Now that's what we're looking at all the time. Every time
all
we look
the time.
At anything, what patterns. Else happened?
What else happened? Yeah. And within how far of a region is water involved? Like, I mean, just we have just.
I mean,
that's
I've got,
what the convergence enigma is to
I've
us.
I've got Google Earth so big that my computer bogs down every time I open it because I've got all kinds of.
You got ley lines laid out. Sasquatch sightings.
Awesome. All the UFO sightings that have ever been reported.
Timelines.
Enfield, is that in Britain? That one,
yeah. So that's what Conjuring 2 was based on.
That's what I thought. Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, because we covered it because it's one of my favorite hauntings, and so we covered it. And while we were researching, we just happened to notice, and it was something we've always thought was that there was a connection, some sort of connection between all paranormal things, anyways, whether it be a John Keel type ultra terrestrial type thing or what. We always kind of just thought it, but never like put a major thought into it until we covered the Enfield haunting. Well, now I can't not.
well, that's like that. That is the interesting idea here is like when you talk to one, if you were to talk to one person and they tell you a story,
right?
And you'd be like, okay, sure, that happened to you. But when you talk to like five, when you find the patterns amongst random people, that's where to me it becomes really interesting because I'm more of a skeptic than Tyler and probably you guys. And
Josh used to be.
Yeah. So there you go.
He really did.
And then when he telepathically had a thought placed in his head. And
Well, that's his
dude totally
right?
gets downloads, man. Legit. And that's true. I mean, when Josh came on the show, I was excited because the original co-host I had was he was a hardcore believer just like me. And so I was like, oh, this is great. Josh, you're pretty skeptical. I know you're interested in UFOs and aliens, but you're not sure about it. Ghosts, you're like, yeah, whatever. And things like that. And now dude's like hopping on the train with me driving. He's like, get out of the way. I got to drive, you know, just because of the experiences we've had, not just with the people we've talked to things we have, but the things that we, because our friendship own. Moved from a normal friendship. We've been friends over 25 years to now this paranormal friendship that now when we get together, that's all we do is this stuff. And it's like, we have seen some shit, man.
So that's one thing. That's one thing I wanted to ask both of you and Chris, you kind of gave me a nice segue into it. Before you all started, either one of these two docs, has doing the docs changed your opinions or viewpoints in any way, shape, or form?
So, okay, for one, we're up to four docs.
Sorry.
No, you're cool. We got Conscious Contact Full Disclosure is out now. Then we got The Ghost of Gettysburg, which is also out. And then coming up in July 5th, I think, is The Secrets of the Sasquatch.
I'm in.
I got my Sasquatch shirt on tonight.
There you go.
We'll send it to you. We'll come back out and discuss that.
Oh, yeah. And we would love that.
Summertime.
I'm currently editing In Plain Sight, which is the follow-up kind of to Conscious Contact because it's an alien documentary. So do the whole title, Tyler.
Well, it's In Plain Sight, the intelligence community and UFOs. I just like to make that clear.
How am I supposed to remember that shit? Anyways.
I'm just the magic maker here.
I'm kidding. It flows. Yeah, no. So about our perspectives changing, at least I can speak for me and then Tyler can go. I was very skeptical. I'm still skeptical in a lot of ways, but and I've said this before on other things, started therapy like a year and a half ago. My therapist has got a million credentials, but she's also like a licensed or whatever credentialed hypnosis. Yep. She asked me if I want to do hypnosis and I said, okay, let's do it. And I did. It was nice, but I, in my mind thinking like, oh, it's like a freaking movie. Like you're going to wave something over me. And I'm going to cluck like a chicken. Or like, you know, the stupid idea you form, the stereotypical idea that media has shown you.
Yep.
We did it. It wasn't that at all. It was way different than what I thought it was going to be. And it wasn't like mind blowing in certain ways, but it was also really effective in a lot of ways. It was just not at all what my preconceived conception of this idea was. Yep. Mm-hmm. Really opened my mind to a lot of things. As you get older, I realized the bubble that I lived in my entire life, essentially, because I haven't traveled that much. Yeah. I meet the same people. I have the same friends from high school, essentially. I get some new friends on the internet, but I don't visit them in real life. So like I have this just bubble of this thing I live in.
Sure.
So doing hypnosis, changing my conception of what this idea was, made me realize these people, they experience what they experience, and that was their perspective, right? And I didn't live in their perspective, and I didn't have it. But now opening my mind more made me realize that there might be something there. I just need to keep an open mind about it because I'm already like applying these preconceived notions to their things they're telling me, and that's a bad way to go through life. And that's a lot of people do that. It's just kind of we all get stuck in our echo chambers. It's making me open my mind more. Do I believe everything? I don't know. But I don't necessarily don't believe. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. Well, and I think, I mean, there's a difference between being skeptical of a situation, right? Mm-hmm. And ruling out all other possibilities before whatever remains must be the truth, right? To paraphrase Sherlock Holmes and Sir Conan Doyle. But there's a difference between that and just shutting down and saying no, nope, impossible, cannot be true. That's not skepticism, right? Yeah. That's
no, you're right.
I don't know what that is, but it's not skepticism. It's not so. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being a skeptic. I am still a skeptic. I talked about before you all came on, before you all joined. I gave a UAP sighting. We do one every now and then, and mine was personal. I had one a couple nights ago. And I was telling Stefan, like, when I had it, I immediately jumped into my phone. I pulled up all of my apps that I could look and see, was this a satellite? Was it an airplane? Was it, you know, so like I'm taking that skeptical approach to rule things out so that I know exactly what I was looking
for. Right. Because we've always said there's a difference between skeptics and debunkers. And most people that call themselves skeptics aren't skeptics. They're debunkers. Their whole sole purpose is to just debunk. And, you know, it's the opposite of that. They say, well, it could have been a lightning bug. I wasn't there. So since it could have been, it wasn't, you know, and that's a debunker, not a skeptic.
So. Right. So
for sure.
That's fair. Yeah.
And I'm more on the other end of the spectrum. I'm just more open-minded, man. I've just always been open-minded and curious. It's like, oh, dude, yeah, the universe is a big, big place, massive, billions of light years across. And man, if any intelligent life form evolved at a similar pace, 100 to 1,000 years before us, dude, like in 100 to 1,000 years, I can't even really wrap my mind around where civilization will be, because I'm 37, man. And I've gone from like Pong to PS5, like virtual reality
in that
time frame. So multiply that times another 3 and it puts you at 90 years. Like, dude, I mean,
yeah.
And so, you know, all these things, right. So, yeah, if any life form did that, man, they would probably be doing the same thing we're doing, which is sending probes right out in, like to Mars and whatnot. And certainly if as we advance technologically and maybe solve like quantum mechanics and physics and stuff like that more and understand quantum entanglement and spooky action at a distance and things like that, you know, like... You know, then we'll be probably studying life forms on other planets. I mean, we're studying like, you know, tribes, right, that are like uncontacted, and they've been uncontacted forever. So it's like, dude, we're not going to disturb them. And there's somebody in that tribe that like sees a drone or plane and like, yo, guys, I think there's something more out there. Yeah. And they're like, nah.
Yeah, you didn't see it. Oh, yeah. Here's crazy
ayahuasca. Yeah. And so we could be in a very similar situation where these things that are interdimensional or just much more advanced, right, are monitoring us.
Yeah.
And like, so yeah, I just keep an open mind to all that stuff. And like telepathy and consciousness, I mean, before I went and interviewed Sue Walker, Josh, you would be into this, Stefan probably. If you get on officialfirstcontact.com, that's, I guess, like Sue Walker's website, and you can, under the documents section, I kept always said downloads, but I think it's actually called documents, but there's the Telepathy 101 Primer, and it's, you know, this brief, like 10, 15 minute read, and it's in like, I don't know, 260, 270 slides, but they're real quick to digest. It's like a picture and one or two words. But it basically teaches you, right, how to exercise and start performing telepathy and the different guidelines to follow. And so, you know, I tried it twice to do some due diligence before going out there. And both times I had odd experiences. I mean, the first one, I literally, you know, like being a filmmaker, I'm able to like picture a scene or whatever up in my mind's eye, like above me. But when I did this telepathy attempt, this like image of an extraterrestrial being like popped up like 5 feet in front of me, like with my eyes closed. But it was like, it seemed like it was physically there. And it was crazy. Like Josh, I'm not just a quick to believe like, oh, that this is an extraterrestrial I'm talking to or seeing. So I'm like running through my head at like, where would I've seen that? What culture, what media, what movie, somewhere my
inspired
subconscious
it,
pulled that up. I'm like, bro, I couldn't place it anywhere. Like it was a completely original and unique image. And then the second time, and so that was kind of crazy. And then the second time, I didn't like try and talk or anything. The second time, I was like under this tree and was attempting it and like felt like water falling onto my arms, and eventually like droplets, like I opened my eyes up and saw like a few droplets on my arm. I'm like, oh, dude, this is weird. Like the hairs on the back of my neck are sticking up. I'm like, all right, I got to like wrap this up. I'm going to go like look in the pool, make sure I see like drop, like rain, like raindrops in the pool. And dude, wrapped it up, like go to the pool, like nothing, dude, no rain. I'm like, I don't know if the leaves are like perspiring or something like that down on to me. Like
you got one of those rare sweating trees.
But it was like mad. It was mad crazy, dude. So I'm open to all that stuff. Chris and I had a crazy experience with some equipment not working at Gettysburg Battlefield when we were filming that Secrets of the Sasquatch. I'm out doing a camp out. So one, had I not seen a video of Starlink, right, traversing the sky, I would have for sure thought there was an alien invasion coming. Because we're out in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. This thing comes up over the tree line. I'm like, and it's like this giant caterpillar roller coaster looking thing. It's all the lights, you know, and like, and then the thing is, you know, with how it works is like, you know, it's not really lit. Like it's not generating its own light. It's reflecting sunlight. It's reflecting. I mean, it would look like a light in the sky. It looks like it's generating light, moving, but it's a bunch of stars moving. Right. Big stars. But it's like, it's just reflecting sunlight. So as it goes towards the other horizon, it just like doesn't even get to the horizon. It just starts disappearing in the sky as it goes into the Earth's shadow. So because it looks like angle. It goes into a wormhole, right?
Right.
It's the craziest thing. So seen that, and then also saw another UFO when I was like camping alone, for filming Secrets of the Sasquatch, but it was one of those things. It's like mid 20s. Like I'm trying not to freeze to death. I don't have time to like log everything. I'm like, dude, I got to get this tent like finished assembled and this fire lit before I freeze to death. But yeah, I've had cool experiences like that. And all these things, right? Like the telepathy, right? That thought that you had, like, you know, like the narration that was written for Conscious Contact, Full Disclosure, and The Ghost of Gettysburg and Secrets of the Sasquatch and all these docs, like, dude, it kind of came from elsewhere, man. And who knows, right? For a long time, a lot of people that are religious would say it's like divine inspiration or something. But who's to say it's not interdimensional inspiration or extraterrestrial inspiration? Like, I just feel like, man, a lot, like all those words and stuff, I'd be driving down the road, boom. It just like comes to me. I dictate it in my phone, like, send it to Chris. I'm like, yo, log this for narration.
Perhaps they were downloaded.
And same deal. They may have been. And like Chris, like just a couple weeks ago, he's like, hey, man, maybe we should do some real short documentaries, like maybe 5 minutes or something like that on different topics to build our Dockside Media brand, more social media posts. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm down. I think we got to go shorter. Dude, I go to hop in the shower. It hits me. I'm like, bro, 1 minute mysteries. Dockside Media's 1 minute mysteries.
I like that.
Let's go. And bro, we just we have five written, all five shot. We released two so far. One today on Dead Internet Theory just went semi-viral. I mean, for some reason, out of nowhere, like 28 hours, 30 hours after it was posted, it gains like 10,300 views, 400 extra followers to our page.
Wow.
Dude, the metric, it was like we're at over 1,200 likes. So it's like more than one out of every nine people are liking this video, which is super high engagement.
Yeah.
Tons of comments. It's crazy. But again, these things, it's like, oh, dude, we remain open to like, dude, like we'll go whatever direction we feel we're being led, we're compelled.
Yeah.
And we've been able to create some really awesome things and grow this brand and make these great documentaries. Just because of this. So I don't know where it's coming from. I'll say this. I got to let somebody else talk, but last story real quick. real quick. So I know we're running out of time here, but last story, my son, he's getting wigged out because I come back from the Sue Walker interview and she had said about, hey, the Ponte, they might visit you if you're open to it. And if you like state that out loud, I'm like, okay, yeah, no, that'd be fine. She's like, would your son be cool with that? I'm like, oh yeah, he'd be fine. Dude, don't you know, we just had some weird experiences with his like medication missing. His inhaler was missing. We're searching around for it. We end up like, can't find it, but we pull this old slinky that had been missing for a year out of a recliner that we had stuck our hand in 200 times since last year. And then the inhaler pops up, a bag's moving with no wind in the room. Crazy stuff. He's like getting wigged out. I'm like, dude, look, I don't know if this is Ponte, whatever, but they wouldn't be here to harm us. If they were, we'd be done already. We wouldn't even see it coming.
Yeah.
So here's what's up. Ponte, if you're out there, yo, make dad the best filmmaker in the world. Bro, we've had three going on four documentaries picked up for distribution since then. So if the Ponte are doing it, I'm down, dude. I'm
sounds like there's a short doc too, man, on the Pontee, dude. That's all I'm gonna say. But you got me wanting to go to Albuquerque and meet Sue Walker as well.
You guys can have her on. She'd love to be on.
I was gonna say about the telepathy thing. So I had something happen a couple weeks ago. I was stopped at an IHOP. The waitress came over to get our drink orders, and we all went around the table. So we went, I said a cup of coffee in my head, I thought, and a glass of ice water. She comes out a few minutes later, brings everybody's drinks, sets a glass of ice water on the table.
Two things. One, with great power comes great responsibility, Josh.
Hell yeah.
Two, what kind of pancakes did you order?
I didn't get pancakes.
You're at the freaking IHOP.
This is why I dislike him.
I got a waffle. I mean, it's like a pancake.
Right. Yeah, it's adjacent.
That's an IHOW.
I mean, it's in the same family.
It's in the same family. I grant you that. It's in
the same family. Yeah. Well, you guys are right. We are running out of time. We just got a minute or two left. So I wanted to make sure to give you guys an opportunity for everyone to find out where they can find your guys' stuff and where they can get it. And we did have a question from an audience member asking where can they get physical copies of some of this stuff, because they don't have streamers.
And there's a table on the corner in Philly. Five DVDs for $3. So.
We've got to check our distribution agreement. Double check to see if we can print our own physical copies, right? Because just currently we have it's just all streaming. The licensed streaming and distribution and all that, and there's no physical copies printed currently, but we will get I know that gentleman that commented on Facebook, so we will get him an answer directly. I'm like looking into that. I mean, come hell or high water,
you know he ain't going back down.
We'll get you one. You don't need to worry. And if enough people want, you know, express interest, you know, we'll do a mass printing. We'll do whatever the populace wants.
Sounds good. Yeah. So where can everybody find Dockside Media stuff?
Yeah, go to docksidemedia.com. You can find everything about us there. All our social media, search for Dockside Media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. So you can find us there. And then go check out Go check out Conscious Contact Full Disclosure. It is available on Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, Xbox platforms, PlayStation, and Vudu. So check it out. And then if you do watch it, please leave a review, because that will help out the movie, especially if you enjoyed it. And if it moved you, if it didn't, we want to hear from you. Either leave a comment or review on the Amazon or whatever, or email us info@DockSideMedia, Tyler@DockSideMedia. Let us know what you think. And then go check out Ghost of Gettysburg if you're into ghost stuff. That's actually one of my favorite ones, because we did this such awesome footage of Gettysburg. And if you're into history, there's a bit of that in there. And then look for Secrets of the Sasquatch coming out July.
Oh, I can't 5th. Wait. I can't wait. Tyler, Dockside Media, we love you guys. And we will absolutely have you guys back, especially talking about Secrets of the Sasquatch, dude. Totally down for that. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
You guys rock. Thank you.
And wow, let me tell you, man, Chris, Tyler, thank you guys so much. DockSideMedia.com. Holy crap.
Dockside, not dark side, just in case. No,
not the dark side. Not the Brooklyn style. Yeah. Check out that stuff, man. It's absolutely phenomenal. It's good stuff. It's got my brain just jumping. Yeah.
If you couldn't tell, I'm a fan. So, but no, they're really well put together docs. They just flow so well. I mean, the cinematography was amazing. You know, it's just a great set of docs, and I'm looking forward to the ones that are coming.
And just Chris and Tyler, great guys, man. I mean, they are like us in a mirrorverse. I mean, I'm the bouncing all over the walls. I'll ask anybody anything, you know, type stuff. And you're the kind of, I got this. It's cool. It's fine.
Yeah. Chill. I'm the mellow. You're the Yellow.
Oh, man. You're the mountain. I'm the dew.
That's yeah.
You're the coca. I'm the cola. We could do this all night.
Do it all night. I'm the star, and you're the height.
Again, thank you, Chris and Tyler from Dockside Media. I do want to remind people, because we've forgotten to mention it for a while, our little side project that we do for The Debrief, which is Tech Talk on The Debrief, thedebrief.org. A few weeks back, we did some UFO style patents. We covered those. Yeah. We've got UFO footage that we're covering.
UFO gear. We talked about some stuff, you know, if you're going to go out UFO hunting. You know?
Yeah, man. So there's some cool stuff happening on Tech Talk. It's not just all like, you know, box reviews or anything like that. We've been talking about that. But again, you can go to thedebrief.org and then or you can just go to The Debrief and then type in Tech Talk into your YouTube search bar. Yeah. Anyways, Josh, let's go ahead and get out of here. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to The Convergence Enigma with Josh and Stefan. This has been Stefan. And just a reminder, keep your eyes on the skies.
This has been Josh. The truth is now.
And remember, folks, never stop searching. Never stop questioning. Good night, everybody.